Hello, this is Kristen from American Southwest Credit Union, and welcome to our Southern Arizona podcast. I am going to talk to you today about getting the best deal on your auto. It's that time. We all hate it, but we have to do it. Going to the car dealership is a stressful time. It should be fun to shop for a new car or a newer car, but in the end, it isn't. You just can't drive that undependable car anymore. The entire process of going to the car dealership is excessively time-consuming, and at the end of the day, most of us would rather be doing something else. Here's some tips to help you lower your stress level and take some control over a situation where you may not have the best negotiating power. Number one, save for the cash to buy a new or newer car, or at least a really significant down payment. I know, that is easier said than done. And chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, it's way too late to start saving for this one purchase that you need to make this weekend. You need that car now. But that being said, if you are buying a car, there is a certain amount of maintenance that needs to be done on a monthly and a yearly basis. Once you drive off that lot with your car, plan on setting aside $200 per month for a car fund. I know that is a lot of money, but if you set yourself up to do this, perhaps by buying a less expensive car this time around, it will set you up for a much better financial future. Usually, according to Consumer Reports, the most expensive year of car ownership is year number 7 or 8. If you've set aside $200 a month for 7 or 8 years, you will have about $13,000 to $15,000 set aside, assuming that some of that money has probably been used for oil changes and other maintenance. At that point, you can determine if it's right to do repairs on the existing car or possibly buy a new or newer car, or just continue saving that $200 a month and keep that in your credit union until you are ready. Number two, decide what the most important feature of the car is to you. Are you interested in the car with the highest reliability rating, or is the gas mileage more important to you? What about the design features of the car? What's important for that? Sometimes, depending on your profession, having a nice looking car might be one of the more important features. So it isn't something that you should automatically axe off the list just because you're on a tighter budget. Do your homework. Online research now is so easy. It's just fun to sit down and select a few cars you're really interested in. Do they fit within your most important feature list? If not, go back and do the research and find others that are in line with the features you want. Research reviews of each car to find out what their strengths and weaknesses are. Number four, don't know where to start your research? If you're like me and you don't know much about cars, starting by researching your price point. What can you get in your price range? See if any of the cars fit into your price range that also work with your more important features list. If they do, research those cars first. Consider a private seller. If you are paying cash for a car, a good way to get a great bargain is to look at private sales. You're saving a boatload in commission fees that a dealership will toss back on your plate. Also, contact your credit union and find out what steps you can take to finance your auto through a private seller. It can be done, and it's fairly easy. Number six, if you must finance a newer car, make sure you pre-qualify for your auto loan at your credit union before walking onto the lot. Finally, people are figuring out that the best way to go look at homes when they're serious is to get a pre-qualification. That also helps with car buying. If you find there's an issue with your credit score, it's best to know that information beforehand. You don't want to be manipulated during a deal into believing that your credit score isn't good enough to obtain a better rate. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, but it's good to have a second opinion, and your credit union can provide a first line of defense. Imagine walking onto a car lot and saying to the salesman, "I'm a cash buyer, I don't need financing." It puts you in a better position to get down to business and talk only about the car and the price of the car. Most auto dealerships get kickbacks from the lenders they work with. Those kickbacks have to be paid for somehow, and it's usually out of your pocket by tweaking numbers here and there. It's best to head off any anticipation of a finance deal from the get-go. Even though you've obtained cash from another lender, in their eyes, you're still a cash buyer. Your credit union pays cash to the dealer, you get the car, and then you pay the credit union. If you do explore the dealer financing options, at least you will have a bargaining chip, because obviously, if the dealer offers you a loan at a higher interest rate, you can decline it unless they beat the rate you already have. Chances are, they can't. Thanks so much for listening today, and have a great summer afternoon from American Southwest Credit Union.